There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. Coming up at 4:30, we take your calls at 301-230-0980 as it is Tell the Truth Monday. Oh, this is going to be fun. I can't wait to see how wildly optimistic some folks are, or if anybody's changed their tune. Maybe pessimistic, turn optimistic. Also, we don't have to go on a pessimism-optimism scale. That's like you tell the truth about the game. And we'll see what you got to say coming up at 4:30. Right now, though, let's continue with our first and 10 observations from the game. We got three big ones out of the way, so let's roll through our quick hitters, starting with
number four.
The communication and crispness on defense took enormous leaps in this game. I will point you to the final drive that Arizona had of the first half, second quarter, where they ultimately turned the ball over on downs. They wind up getting the sack on the fourth down. And I'll go one communication, one crispness. The crispness actually happens on the third down right before the fourth down. And they get a completion on this play, but John Allen and Frankie Luvu run a stunt. And if it wasn't a quick game that Kyler reads really well and gets the ball out, Luvu just destroys Kyler. Like, he winds up running past him because Kyler got the ball out that quick. But the 1-2, bang, I'm around. John Allen picking the tackle. Like, it was beautifully executed. And you saw more examples of twists and games and just things getting executed really well up front in this game. And as the game went, it got even better and better. And that is pretty freaking big time for a defense that has struggled with that stuff so far this year, to just be crisp. And then also individuals, right? Like Jeremy Chinn on the first drive of the game, or maybe it was the second drive, just absolutely firing like a missile on a quick game and getting a tackle 3-4 yards ahead of the sticks. Like there's just a general crispness to how this defense is playing that showed up. And while it wasn't perfect and there's still a lot you can work on, you're starting to see it come together in a major way. The communication piece on that fourth down stop, like they're talking, they're chirping as Arizona gets set up. The front's making sure they're aligned. The back end's working. And Sainer still is signaling and making sure that everyone's on the same page. Receiver goes in motion. He continues to talk. And then post-snap, the communication's great there. You know, switch release by the two receivers. And instead of, Keystone Cops, we ran into each other. We both followed one guy. Someone's wide open on a fourth down. And even if it's a gain of seven, it was fourth and one. Nope. Easy pass off. I believe it's Forbes and Sainer still. They lock it down. Kyler goes to throw, realizes he's got nothing there, and eventually gets sacked. I believe it's by Dorrance Armstrong, who does a nice job sticking with his rush, hits a little hesitation move, and then gets around the edge to chase Kyler down. Just really, really good stuff on the communication front. You're not seeing the coverage busts that you saw earlier in the season that we saw for the last bunch of years. It's something that, in previous years, it'll take time, and then it never gets fixed. Not to say that they've had their last coverage bust of the year. Teams are good. They'll put them in conflict, and eventually someone will mess something up. But we got a couple weeks without one, and that's a hell of a job. Sometimes you're going to get beat, And that happened, you know, the touchdown by Marvin Harrison in the first drive. Like, that's just a beautiful throw and catch. Sometimes you get beat. Ja'Marr Chase, sometimes you get beat. But don't beat yourself. And this defense is continuously doing a better job of that.
Number five.
Probably because they're trying harder. And, you know, effort's always something that's a little funny to talk about because there's giving like, hey, that guy's not out there loafing, but is he giving it the extra? Is he really unleashing the full potential of himself on each and every snap? And you saw it in a just continually elevated way over the past couple of weeks, culminating with this performance. Luvu's had it, but he has a couple of plays in this game where he's just throwing his body around, just smashing into people, bringing the physicality. Wagner's pursuit, you see it. Chin and Quan Martin, their pursuit. BSJ, even Emmanuel Forbes. It was like maybe his first play of the game in the middle of the second quarter, you know, on a run fit. Yeah, did he have a couple of plays that I think once he gets back in the rhythm, he'll start to make in this game? Yeah, missed a tackle super late in the game, whatever. But like, he gets out there on the edge and he's got a defense or an offensive, I think it was a tackle guard, someone, I don't remember, but an offensive lineman pulling out. And instead of trying to take that guy on, he sets the edge. He dives at his feet, turns the run play back into the rest of his teammates. And he did his job on that play. And so you're seeing a hustle and a pointedness to the effort level that is a game changer. And you don't believe the game has changed. Look at the results. They just gave up only 14 points. But there's one guy in particular who I think we deserves a shout out on this front.
Number six.
And that is Jonathan Allen. Allen, to this point, has been, you know, had some okay games, had some, I think, much to be desired games, but he hadn't had a really productive game yet. And a game where you're just like, oh, damn, look at John Allen go. This was the game where you go, oh, damn, look at John Allen go. Some of his rushes, the interior pressure he gets, he and Duron played off each other much better. Even at times where they didn't nail a twist or a stunt, they kind of rush even together up the front and just push the pocket. I think that they both took on double teams better. But the reason that John stuck out is, I highlighted this with Johnny Newton last week, times that he's making plays 14, 15 yards down the field. John Allen had a couple of those in this game. And like, there's one in particular where he's on the backside of a run and he does his job, like, you know, getting down, you know, seeing where make sure this gap doesn't get too big. And then he disengages from the blocker because the run gets out the front side. Someone else doesn't get where they need to be. And he makes the play like coming from the backside of a run to chase down a running back 9 yards down the field. Those are big freaking plays. Like, once you get into the secondary, all bets are off. You're one tackle missing from getting a touchdown at that point, typically on a run play. And so if you have players that can chase that stuff down from behind, you might be saving points. And John Allen did that a couple of times. His ability and his willingness, or even more so than his ability, to get downfield and make plays. Nevertheless, he makes a couple of plays in the backfield, has the sack. So John Allen, his most productive game in the season by far. I think it was third or fourth in the team in tackles. And not that that's going to happen every week, but dang, I hope it happens more weeks than it does it moving forward, because that means this defense is playing at a much higher level when John Allen not just shows up when you flip on the tape, but shows up when you open the stat sheet.
Number seven.
Benjamin St. Juice deserves a round of applause. A couple of round of applauses for guys real quick. BSJ was given a job that I frankly did not think he was going to, which was, you're going to travel with Marvin Harrison. And we know Benjamin's at times struggles facing number one receivers, and that we often say it's not fair to him because he shouldn't be asked to be a number one corner. That's just not who he is as a player. And he gave up a couple of passes, but all in all, like four for, I think it was like 49 or whatever it was. And the touchdown, I don't think was on Benjamin. Even if it was, it was such a good throw and catch. Like, defender played that well. You tip your hat on a fourth down for that kind of play, that opening drive touchdown. Like, by and large, he did great on with that assignment. So kudos to Benjamin St. Juice stepping up. You know, you probably didn't notice him that much, and that's how you want it for a corner, especially when he's traveling with a number one wide receiver.
Number eight.
Another kudos for the defense, and then I'll get back to the offense for my last round of kudos, and then one big thought to wrap up here. Kyler Murray only had one carry. It was on the first drive of the game, and it was for 3 yards. that part of his game terrified me. His ability to get out of the pocket, kill you as a runner, nevertheless as a passer. And they did a phenomenal job with their rush lanes and their discipline and, you know, their coverage on the back end, keeping eyes where they needed, everything to make sure that he did not get loose. And that is a huge reason why they won this game. So you look at stats that matter. That's one for me. Kyler Murray, one carry on the game.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number nine.
There we go, Anthony. That false number brought to you by the Hoffman Shell Accounting Department, right, Anthony?
Yes.
Yeah, I just inspired him to miss numbers. Okay, nine. Guys who matter blocking. John Bates, what a player. There's a couple where he just drives dudes out the club, just straight up to the sideline like, you are not involved in this play anymore. Buddy, you come with me. Noah Brown had a couple of blocks where you're like, what are you doing that far downfield? Not because he like ran downfield and got ahead of a play, because he just like on the backside of a run where he just on the all 22 for the end zone angle where it's not actually all 22, it's the end zone angle, and sometimes the wide receivers get blocked out. The play would go away from Noah Brown, and all of a sudden Noah Brown would block his guy into the frame. Like, he was in the right spot. That guy wasn't going to make a play, but he had just moved his guy so far towards the play side and was still engaged with him that you're like, dang. And he did have a couple where he's out front and extends plays another 5-6 yards. And last but not least, Jeremy McNichols. We saw the big block in pass pro on Monday night. He had a couple more of those in the game, but he also gets out ahead of Jaden Daniels on a couple of runs, ahead of Brian Robinson on a couple of runs. They used him as a lead blocker, and I'm like, let's get this dude snaps when Eckler gets back with Austin on the field. I like him as a potential runner. He runs harder than hell. We saw that on the touchdown run and a couple of other carries that he had. I think he had a fourth down conversion at one point. So we saw how he runs hard with the ball, but he also blocks just as hard without it. And so, yeah, let's use him as a quasi fullback along with Ben Sinnott as a different way to get some of those fullback advantages with different personnel groupings on the field. And last but not least,
number 10,
we have to talk about this team differently now. Like, I was resilient to this, resistant to this idea, but when you're 3-1 and the rest of the division doesn't look very good, I don't think that we need to say they're the favorite. I mean, they, based off what we've seen so far, yes, they are the favorites, because the Eagles have looked really rough. The Cowboys have major issues. The Giants are the Giants, and this team has looked fantastic offensively to a level that you have to put them in that conversation based off merit. But realistically, like, do I think all of a sudden we need to talk Super Bowl or NFC Championship game for this team? No, it's too early still, and I'm reserving my right to be patient and see what happens without getting too far ahead of my skis. But realistically, they've shown a capability and an ability to compete with anybody. I know they've beaten up on some bad defenses statistically, but also at this point in the year, what they've done to those defenses impacts these statistics a lot. Maybe by the end of the year, we look back and be like, dang, the Bengals, the Bucks, the Cardinals, they really are that bad defensively. But they've also, all three of those teams have also had some solid games. You know, so the fact that they've consistently, they being the Commanders, produced, I think shows a lot more about them than it, they're the consistent thing, not the other team being bad. So ultimately, we have to open our minds here to what is possible for this team, which is, I think, a playoff run. Now, is that the most likely outcome? No. Is that what I'm going to predict? No. But the ceiling has been raised. The idea that they could be this year's Houston is more than on the table. The idea, frankly, that they could be better than last year's Texans, I think, is also on the table, because CJ took a little bit to get going. Jaden did not. Jaden has hit the ground running. And this team is going to face adversity. This is not going to be this smooth sailing, but they've already gotten themselves out ahead, and it's going to be really fun to see what they can do over the next month, where they have three home games and a trip to Baltimore, so they don't have to leave the state of Maryland for any of their games. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And when we get back, we take your calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. It is a Tell the Truth Monday. So your truth about the Commanders next on the Team 980.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.